Welcome to Torti Machanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Our perek today is Shmuel Bet, perek Yud Gimel, that's chapter 13. Vahi achrei chen, and after these events, is always the link to the previous perek. Nathan Hanavi had stated to David there would be a four-part restitution that would be imposed upon him in the aftermath of the incident with Bathsheba. There would be four children who would cause him great pain. The first has already been taken. That was the baby child born to him and to Bathsheba. The next chapter, 13, will deal with Amnon, Tamar, which will lead then to the betrayal of Avshalom. Ule Avshalom ben David achos yafa ushma Tamar, vayehaveha Amnon ben David. Identifying the figures in this perek, we have Avshalom, the son of David, who had a beautiful sister named Tamar, who was loved or coveted by Amnon, the eldest son of David. Now, to make things clear, while it seems that all three of these are siblings, halachically that was not the case. The Radak quotes the position of Rav in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, where the mother of Avshalom and of Tamar was actually an Eshet Yifat Tol, a non-Jewish woman David saw on the battlefield, whom he wed. According to Rav, lefi halacha, a Jew was allowed to be intimate with a woman of this sort one time while she was still non-Jewish. After that, it was obligated for her to undergo a gur, a conversion, in order to marry the Jew who had found her on the battlefield. According to this approach, Tamar was conceived by her mother Ma'acha while she was still not Jewish. After that conception and the birth, this woman, Ma'acha, was mitgayeret, she converted, and only then gave birth to Avshalom. As such, halachically, Tamar was born when her mother was not Jewish. Halachically, she is not related to Amnon, the son of David, at all. While biologically they share a father, they do not halachically share a father, because once a woman converts, the relatives she had before she was Jewish do not have halachic status as relatives anymore. And while there will be a misdeed over here, it is not the case of incest of a brother marrying his sister. Pasuk bet, Vayetzer le'amnon le'eschalos ba'avot Tamar achoso. Amnon desired Tamar and became so consumed with this desire that he actually became ill. Ki bisulahi, as the Radak says, her status as a virgin made her more desirable to Amnon. But as Rashi points out, it also defined her behavior. She was a tznu'a b'bayit ve'ina yotzet lachutz. She protected herself with great modesty, did not go out much, and as such, vayipale b'enei Amnon la'sos la me'uma, it became impossible for Amnon's desire to be fulfilled because he understood that she was protected and that he'd have no chance of coming close to her. Pasuk Gimel. Ul Amnon rea ushmo Yonadav ben Shim'a achi David v'Yonadav ish chacham me'od. Amnon had a friend, in this case not necessarily a positive influence, named Yonadav ben Shim'a, the brother of David, and he was very wise. As Rashi will point out, l'rish'a, he was a devious person. Pasuk Dalet v'yom elo, madu ata kacha dal ben hamelech baboker baboker, halo tagid li, why are you so ill, you prince? V'yom elo Amnon, es tamar achos Avshalom achi ani ohev. I desire, I love Tamar, the sister of my brother Avshalom. V'yom elo Yonadav, shchav al mishkavcha, v'hischal uva avich l'osecha, v'amarte elav, tavona sama achosi v'savreini lechem, v'asasa le'enai es habirya, l'ma'an asher e'e v'achalti miyada. Yonadav attempts to help Amnon by giving him the ruse, the scheme, with which he'll be able to get Tamar to leave her modest quarters and come towards him. He tells him to feign illness, which, again, the start of which he already actually feels. And when David will come to see him, he will beg for Tamar to approach, cook food in front of him to stir his appetite, and perhaps then he will be able to eat. Pasuk Vav. Vayishkav Amnon vayeschal. Vayevo hamech le'oso. Indeed, Amnon lays in his bed, becoming ill, and the king David came to see him. Vayomer Amnon el hamelech. Tavono Tamar achosi. Uselabev le'enai shtei levivos ve'evre miyada. would my sister, again, as we explained, not halachically so, but certainly being raised as such, come and cook for me in front of my eyes, in which case I will eat and I will become healthy. Vayishlach David el Tamar habaisa lemor, lechina beis Amnon achich va'asilo habirya. David summons Tamar to go to the home of Amnon, who seems very ill, and to cook for him. Vatelech Tamar beis Amnon achia, v'hu shochev. She goes into his home where he is resting. Vatikaches habatzek, vatalash, vatilabev le'enav. And she indeed prepares a meal before his eyes. Vativashel es halevivos, and she is cooking before him. Pasuk tet. Vatikaches hamashres, vatitzok lefanav. She takes a frying pan and is cooking before him. Vayema'en le'echol, and he refuses to eat. Vayomer Amnon, hotziu chal ish me'alai, vayetzu chal ish me'alav. Amnon commands for all people to be removed from the room. Vayomer Amnon el Tamar, says Amnon to Tamar, havi'i habirya hacheder, ve'evre miyadech. Please bring the food to my room, and I will eat from your hands. Vatikach Tamar es halevivos asher asasa, vatavei la'Amnon achia hachadra. And Tamar indeed brings the food she has prepared to her brother's room. Vatagesh elav le'echol, she comes close to him to give him the food. Vayechezek ba, and he grabbed her. Vayomer la, bo'i, shichvi imi achosi, come sleep with me. Vatomer lo al achi, and she protests, no, my brother. Al ta'aneni, do not force me. Ki lo ye'asechen b'Yisrael, al ta'ases hanivala hazos. Such actions are not done. It is inappropriate for us to be together. Va'ani ana olich ischel pasi, and please consider my kavod. Where would I take my shame were this to happen? Va'ata tiyeh ke'achat hanivalim b'Yisrael? And what about your kavod? What about your honor and dignity? Will you become an abomination in Yisrael? Ve'ata. Taberna el hamelech, ki lo yimna'eni mimeka. If you truly desire me, then speak to David and have it arranged in an appropriate way. Again, this is the pasuk that is the evidence that halachically there was no problem for Amnon and Tamar to actually be together. But the way in which this is being done to force a woman is actually inappropriate, which of course resonates with the understanding of David himself, where the act with Bathsheba was halachically okay, but there was more that was demanded from him. Pasuk Yedaled. Velo ava lishma bekola, Amnon refused to listen to her voice. Vayechezak mimena vayeaneha vayeshkav osa, and he forced her to be with him intimately. The deed having been done, he was so consumed by his passion, thinking he loved her, when of course, as the Malbim points out, he was only ever loving himself. Once the deed was done, and the passion was fulfilled, and the desire was now satisfied, Vayesna'eha Amnon, sin'ah gdola me'od. Amnon suddenly hated her. Ki gdola ha-sin'ah asher sne'ah, me'ahava asher aheva. And the hatred with which she was consumed was greater than the love. As the Malbim points out, now that the deed was done, not only did he hate her, but he hated himself for what she had brought out in him. And so the sin'ah came, me'ahava, was derived from the original love. The love or passion that he felt for her led now to his hating her. Vayomer la Amnon, kumi, lechi, and he said to her, go. Pasuk tetzayin, again Tamar protests. Vatomer lo al odos hara hagdola hazos me'acheres asher sisa imi, lishalchini, velo ava lishmoa la. She protests, halachically, if a man will force a pnuya, an unmarried woman, into intimate relations, he must marry her and cannot then just send her alone. Says Tamar, once you have done this heinous act, once you have forced me into a compromised position, now you will send me away? This is worse than what you did to me in forcing me into this relationship. Perhaps your attack on me was a blind passion, but now you are thinking, and this is purely achzariut, this is purely evil and cruelty. V'lo ava lishmoa la. But he would not listen to her. Pasuk Zayin, Vayikra es na'aro mishalso vayomu shulchuna ezos me'alai. And he calls his attendant and says, send this woman. The hatred is so clear he does not even call her by name. Hachutza, send her out, una ol hadeles achareha, and lock the door behind her. פסוק י"ח, ועליה כסונס פסים, כי כן תרבשנה בנוס המלך, הבסולוס מעילים, ויוצא עושה משורסו החוץ, ונעל הדלס אחריה. As the Malbim explains, it was the way of the innocent daughters of the king to wear an overcoat over their inner tunic, a sign of great modesty and of dignity. Amnon sent Tamar out without this outer garment, wearing only her tunic in a way that was exposing and shameful for her, and locked the door after her. Vatikach Tamar efer al rosha, uksonas hapasim asher aleha kara'a, vatasam yada al rosha, vatelech haloch bezaaka. Tamar, in a public way, mourned her innocence that had been ripped from her. She placed ashes on her head and ripped the clothing she was wearing, put her hands on her head, and walked out wailing and crying. Chazal in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph point out that there was a tremendous, valuable change that took place in Klal Yisrael as a result of Tamar's actions after this event. When it was noticed the mourning of Tamar and it was understood what had happened, people said, if such an attack could take place on a bat melech, on the daughter of a king, on regular women, al achat kama v'kama, must we be careful? Because it was known that the daughters of the kings were more modest and more protected than others. We are all vulnerable. And as a result of this desecration, it is actually the case that the Beit Din of David enacted the Iso Midrabanan of Yichud Impnuya. In other words, Midoraita, from the Torah itself, there was an Isur of a man and a woman being alone together only in the case of an Ilva, of certain prescribed relationships. However, a Pnuya, an unmarried or available woman, at that time was allowed to have a situation of Yichud with another man, was allowed to be alone with another man. As a result of the mourning and the desecration of Tamar, the Beit Din of David enacted Midrabanan, the protection upon unmarried women. Pasuk Chaf, Vayomer Elea Avshalom Achia, Avshalom, the protective brother of Tamar, says to her, Ha'aminon Achich Haya Imach? He understands that only Amnon could have perpetrated this disgrace and derides him by corrupting his name, not Amnon, but Aminun. Va'ata achosi hacharishi achichu. But at this point, there is not much you can do. There are no witnesses to the disgrace, and he is your brother. Al tashisi es libech ladavar hazeh. There is not much you can do. Don't pay attention to it. Vateshev tamal vishomema beis avshalom achiha. And the violated tamal returned to the home, to the household of Avshalom, her brother, shomema, desolate, locked herself away from all contact. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'hamelech David shama es kol hadvarim ha'ele v'yichal lo me'od. David was tremendously angered when he heard what had happened. And as we've pointed out before, in the words of the Malbim, not v'yichal af, anger at someone else, but v'yichal lo, angry at himself, aware that it was his previous actions that had enabled something like this to take place in his home. ולא דיבר אבשלום עם אמנון למירב יד טוב, כי שנה אבשלום אס אמנון, על דבר אשר אינה אס תמר אחוסו. אבשלום is guarding this matter. He is not speaking to Amnon, not bad, not good, in his hatred of Amnon, because of the fact that he violated his sister Tamar. It seems, as the Mepharshim point out, that Avshalom expected a stronger, more proactive reaction from David, and this incident between Amnon and Tamar, and Avshalom's perception that David did not react forcefully enough against Amnon, is what turned Avshalom away from his father. In defense of his sister, in disappointment at David's reaction to the disgrace that took place, Avshalom was a changed person. And the change begins to be apparent in the next psukim. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vahilish nasayim yamim, 2 years, Avshalom nursed this hatred in his heart and did not act upon it, waiting for everyone to let their guards down. Vayu gozizim la'avshalom beval chatzol. There was an event where the sheep of Avshalom would be shorn. Asher im Ephraim v'kra Avshalom chod b'nei ha'melech, and he invited all the children of the king. Vayavo Avshalom el ha'melech. And Avshalom then goes to invite David himself to come to this event where his sheep will be shorn, knowing that David would decline to come, knowing that wanting to represent himself and his throne, he would send his eldest, Amnon, in his place. And after begging and begging, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayifratz bo Avshalom, Avshalom begs his father, Vayishlach ito es Amnon, ve'eskal b'nei ha-melech. David indeed sends Amnon and the other children of his household to the shearing ceremony of the sheep of Avshalom. Pasuk Chav Chet, Vayitzav Avshalom es ne'arav le'mor, Re'u na, kitov lev Amnon v'yayin, ve'amalti alechem haku es Amnon, v'hamitem oso, אל תיראו, הלא כי אנוכי ציוויתי אתכם, חזקו ויהיו לבני חיל. Avshalom instructs his attendants, saying that when Amnon is sufficiently festive and perhaps a little drunk from the wine, I will give you the signal, you will attack and kill Amnon. Do not be afraid. ויעשו נערי אבשלום לאמנון כאשר ציווה אבשלום. And indeed they fulfill this directive. ויקומו כל בני המלך ויקבו איש על פרדו וינוסו. The attendants of Avshalom killed Amnon, his half-brother, at this event, and in fear, all the other children of David fled. Vayihema v'aderech, v'ashmu'a ba'a el David le'mor, hikav Avshalom es kol b'nei ha-melech v'lo nosar mehem echad. As they were fleeing, the rumor came to David that all his children at the ceremony had been killed. This becomes a mechanism where Avshalom can buy time to flee when David thinks that all his children have died. Vayakam hamelech vayikras begadav vayishkav altza v'chal avadav nitzavim kru'i v'gadim. David is in mourning, thinking there has been a massacre, that many of his children have been killed. Vaya'an Yonadav ben Shim'a achi David, the very same quote-unquote friend who had the advice for Amnon earlier, now explains to David, אל יאמר אדוני, אסכל הנערים בני המלך המיסו, כי אמנון לבדו מס, כי על פי אבשלום, הישא סומה מיום אנוסו אסתמר אחוסו. It is not the case that all your children have been killed. Only Amnon was killed, because Avshalom has nursed a hatred of him ever since he forced his sister Tamar. ועתה, אל יסם אדוני המלך אליבו דבר למור, כל בני המלך מיסו, כי אם אמנון לבדו מס, only Amnon has died. Understanding that he must flee, Pasuk Lamidalet, Vayivrach Avshalom, Vayisa Hanar HaTzofe Es Eina Vayar, V'hinei Am Rav, Holchim Midrach Acharav Mitzad Ahar. Avshalom flees, and the scout looks up and sees that indeed, the other children of David are actually coming home, and they arrive home safely. When they arrive home, V'hinei Vnei HaMelech Ba'u, וישאו כולם ויבכו, וגם המלך וכל עבדיו בכו בכי גדול מאוד. The surviving children of David and David himself cry bitterly over what has happened. פסוק למד זיין, where is Avshalom? ואבשלום ברח, וילך אל תלמי בן עמיהוד, מלך גשור, ויסאבל על בנו כל הימים. Avshalom flees and finds refuge with his non-Jewish grandfather. Remember, his mother was that Eshet Yifator who converted. He finds refuge with his non-Jewish grandfather, Talmai, Vayisabel al bno kol hayamim. The who is mourning and who is the child is unclear here. It's ambiguous. It's clear that David is mourning. It's not clear over which son. Because the mourning will last, Pasuk Lamed Chet, Avshalom barach, וילך גשור והיא שם שלוש שנים. For 3 years, Avshalom will be in hiding. For 3 years, David will mourn. The Kliyakar suggests that David mourned not only for the loss of Amnon, but rather he is mourning al bno, on his son Avshalom, on the fact that his own actions had somehow led to this travesty within his home, to the sin of Amnon, and to the fleeing of Avshalom, away from the nurturing environment of David's court, to find refuge with his non-Jewish family in Geshur. Ve'avshalom barach v'yelech Geshur, as we said, for 3 years. Pasuk lametet. V'atechal David ha-melech latzeis el Avshalom. V'atechal milashon kalsa nafshi. David's heart desired Avshalom, and he pined for his wayward son. Sefer Shmuel Bet is dedicated by Hillel and Leah Lightman, Lidei Nishmot, their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Sarah Tema, Bat Menachem Mendel.